RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You. All right, Woody, thank you so much. As I want to wish everybody a happy holiday here, and got a couple more days before we bring in the new year, 2026. Just about ready to go, which means time to spend a little time with my buddies. Do a little drinking one more time, just to bring it in nicely. Bring it in very nicely. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Let's start with the most important position in town. Not team, but position, the quarterback. Dolphins get a 2017 win over the Bucs. Quinn Ewers, couple of touchdown passes in the first half, 14 of 22, 172 yards. He looked real good. Looked a lot better than the first game, looked more comfortable. Just a lot of good things. A lot of good. Didn't turn the ball over, by the way. There's a big one. Just played well. But I am glad to hear, Woody, that people understand that was the second start, and it's good. Don't get me wrong. Always good. You know, they win. He gets his first win, and guys were pretty fired up for him. You could see guys really rallying around him. It was a lot of good things going, but there's a but. And it's not bad. Hey, listen, man, he's helped himself as, you know, where the more he plays, he's got another game here, and it plays, you get more confidence that if you need him to play, he can play. You see it, and he's only going to get better. But this team still needs to find, in my opinion, a franchise quarterback. Now, again, Quinn Ewers done a good job. Not taking anything away from him. Played better than I thought he could yesterday. And I thought game plan, being able to run the ball, then everything you can do off of that just really helps. And the Dolphins pretty much the last couple of months have really run the ball well, like a top five or six team in the NFL. Excuse me. So anyway, besides that, this goes back to the bigger question, and the Dolphins get another win. And they're going to play New England up there, and there's a chance that New England's going to rest some guys, and they're going to have a good chance to win that game up there. But besides all that, and I know people are upset about the draft, which, by the way, they're picking 12th in the draft right now. But there's other work to do in the bigger picture of things after this week. When you start interviewing general managers and then – after the GM, you got to make a decision on the head coach. I hope even if you keep Mike McDaniel as the head coach, that you do the process in the right order. I just hope you do. Because you keep your head coach, even if that's the plan. If you just get all excited after the game like you did a year ago, go, Mike McDaniel will be back with the Dolphins. We got to find a GM. It just looks real dysfunctional doing it that way. It just does. Interview the GM. And then after you get a GM, then you make decisions on the head coach, which it could be Mike McDaniel. And then you got to get to work on the most important position in football. How do we find a franchise quarterback? How do we find the franchise quarterback? probably not going to get the top two guys unless you have huge basketballs and you're really all in on it. You'll have to give up a lot, but you'll have a chance to go and get Mendoza or get the quarterback at Oregon, who seem to like they're going to go, both of them, super high in this draft. Now, I don't know how you feel about the rest of the guys, but if you feel really good about them, take them. Do whatever you have to do. If it's Simpson, the Alabama coach, and he's coming out, I don't know. But if he is and you're going, man, I like this kid. He can do it all. He's got it and pop, and we'll do all our homework and everything. And background checks, which we've neglected through the years. So anyway, but we gotta find a quarterback. It's obvious to me, and it should be obvious to everybody, Zach Wilson stays in the same place, which doesn't look good. I'm guessing, going to be gone, and he's going to want to be gone. He's realizing right now that Quinn Ewers is definitely going to play this third game, and he's not going to play. He's not going to get a start. And Tua, I mean, it was awkward yesterday. I'm watching team warm up and top two quarterbacks that are playing in the game, splitting and going, and Tua's kind of standing in the back there, like you do when you're the third quarterback for a game. But he's got to know. I don't know what he's being told, but he's not stupid. The money is still there. It's not going anywhere, the guaranteed money. But everything else looks like it's moving on. I don't think we can trade him. I don't think we can trade him unless we throw in so much money it's stupid. I think you have to release him. I can't even see him coming back. I think it's too much of a distraction, and I'm not saying he's a problem. I just think to bring him back and be the third guy behind Quinn Ewers, or a franchise quarterback, and Quinn Ewers as a second guy and Tua as a third guy makes no sense. Makes no sense. And you can't have Tua be the backup and Quinn Ewers be the third guy. That's a strange one. After you've checked out, they checked out. Mike checked out on Tua. He said, I saw enough. I don't know how everybody's trying to be nice about it. Like it's done. I've seen it. I've seen what you can and can't do, and it's getting worse. And yesterday, when Quinn Ewers of all things takes off and runs up the middle for a first down, I got to be honest, man. It was really refreshing to see a quarterback take off and run for a first down. I saw Baker Mayfield do it a couple times yesterday, keep plays alive and all the things that he's done to kind of get his career going again.
Well, Tua's unique, man. He's the only guy in the NFL that's in that concussion situation, right?
Yes.
So he's unique in that. But you got to rip the Band-Aid off, man. Like, he can't be here next year.
Right.
I can tell you that for a long time. Like, yeah. He can't be here next year.
Eat the money.
Whatever it is. You dug yourself into a big hole.
And you got to.
They're not going to the Super Bowl next year, Joe. They're not going to put together. I would think they'd have a very tough time putting together a competitive roster next year.
I don't.
This might be a couple-year thing here.
It could be. It could be another.
It's a rebuild, right? I mean, it's officially, I think, into rebuild territory.
But your number one priority, why everybody's talking about fixing this and fixing that. Listen, man, we can talk about all these things, but overall, this year, the biggest problem on the team was number one. Never thought I'd say that. Overall, in the close games, in the place he did not make at the end of games, and then the way he did play towards the end.
You finally come around.
I'm not just saying it. Saying it. Hey, man, I like Mike, and Mike went all in, and this is the guy. I can get a lot out of him.
I don't think Mike had a choice. This feels like the thing that happened with Tannehill and Adam. Like, not like he had a choice.
Well, first of all.
Mike, what's Mike going to do? Say, well, you know, I'll take the job, but you got to get rid of this bum. No, they said you got to come in and work with this guy. Right. That's the main part of the job here. That's why we're hiring you offensive coach.
Right. Probably some of that's true, yes.
So, that was obviously a caveat to the job.
Some of that's probably true when, you know, and the whole thing. Look, I feel like I've lived this thing with Mike, right? He's on the Learjet coming out to get the job and the first call he makes. And the Dolphins have it all. You know, they got their PR people and their marketing people, and he's talking to Tua, and that was the start of the new relationship. The trusting, loving, I can rehab you. I know you don't believe in coaches. They've been bad to you. Like a guy that's been dumped, right? Like, hey, you've been dumped by the girl, but hey, this girl is going to stay with you. I love you. And
hey,
oh,
Joe,
you sure?
The reality is Mike knows more about quarterbacks and evaluating quarterbacks than any of us.
Correct.
That's not even close. So I'm guessing you strapped him up to a lie detector, like, could Tua play when you got here? No. Like, come on. He knows Tua was not the guy.
I don't know about that.
But I also think that he probably figured he could get enough out of him, well, which see, he did for a little bit. But.
So he did. Hey, listen, man. Honestly, even though Mike had to tell Tua, like, hey, man, you're done. You're not going to be the quarterback here anymore. Like, Tua should be like, every time he sees Mike, he ought to be like, hey, can I get you a coffee or something, Mike? Because he got him a new a new contract. He got it. Mike was a cheerleader to get you up. And then openly admitted, like, yeah, I probably went a little too far, but, man, I just felt so strongly about having Tua back, and I didn't want him around here pouting, and the price is the price and all that stuff.
The market is the market. I just don't see how you do this rebuild and keep pieces around. That to me would be the big problem. Like, you do have to, if you're going to rebuild and try to change the trajectory of your franchise, which has been stuck in this either mediocre or poor thing for, you know, over two decades now.
Way too long.
You gotta get rid of everyone. And I'm sorry that Mike has to be collateral damage. He's a nice guy. I imagine he'll get another job, Joe.
Oh,
but
yeah. Not worried.
It can't be. Because here's the thing. It's not just the last few games and can he draw up good plays. And we know he can do that.
No, you have to look at – I agree with this part.
It's the big picture. It's the culture of everything. Like,
he has to – they have to go back when they talk to Mike and somebody's got to – have a long talk with them, not just these games, and say, hey, man, what have you learned? What have you learned from being here, from when you got here? Listen, there's things that Mike did that, you know, he went, you know, we're part of the reason we're in this cap thing is because, and I get it. That was his best chance to win games. I get he wanted him back. I'm just thinking there's a better way to get Tua to stay here and make his ass play on a different contract and use the tags versus paying that kind of money.
But it's done. Get out of it now. It's done.
But so anyway, that's the big thing.
Joe, look, the easy thing to do, though, if you're Stephen Ross, would be say, all right, the two guys that are in place right now, Mike and Champ, just take the jobs. Go ahead. Just roll with it. That would be the easy thing to do,
they're
right?
They're not going to do that.
Well, they may.
I already told you because I know – they're going to do interviews.
I know they're going to do interviews, but the easy thing to do would be to just leave those guys in place.
I don't think they can do that considering what you just talked about. We've had some really
I don't know what they're going to do, though, Joe. That's the thing.
I don't know.
I have no idea what they're going
to
do.
It's up to one guy.
He might have his letter ready to go.
Hey, by the way.
They might send that thing out on Twitter minutes after the game. I don't know.
I don't think so. By the way, if they did that.
He'd have an angry fan base, yes.
I have an angry Joe Rose.
If they just came out,
that'd be a very angry me if.
But nothing can surprise you anymore with this whole thing.
Well, Stephen Ross is going to have. I mean, that's the only voice that matters. Yes. I don't know who it's going to be, but at the end of the day, it's his friggin' team, and he's still in charge. I don't know how much.
Barry had all sorts of suggestions in his thing yesterday. He was talking about bringing Jimmy Johnson interview coaching candidates. I mean, there's just so many different things you could do here, man. But.
Well, I didn't get the chance to read Barry's stuff this morning, but I will say that Barry's on to the let's do the process the right way.
Yep.
And it starts with finding a GM, and then let's work our way down.
Well, his thing was like, too, is like, all right, Mike, you can hang on to the job for a minute here, but we're going to interview all these different guys and see if we like anyone better. That's tough, man. Like, that's, you know, I don't know if that's a great way to handle it either. Do you like that way?
I don't.
Like, hey, Mike, listen, we're going to interview all these people, and if we don't think they're better than you, we'll stick with you. But
Woody, I'm not a big fan of 1-6 starts and getting blown out 4 or 5 times in the season.
Just hit the reset button, man.
Yeah.
Just do it.
It'll be very interesting to see how this thing gets handled after this game. But the one thing I don't want to happen, and I don't think it will, don't send out that same press release that we got last year. The game was over and it was sent, which tells me it wasn't exactly written in the fourth quarter of those two guys coming back. Let's do it the right way.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
I'm pretty good at this stuff.
What are you talking about, dude?
So, Sid Luckman was not the last quarterback.
For the Bears?
For the Bears.
I've been dying to know.
George Blanda. However, don't we consider George Blanda a Raider?
I don't consider him anything, to be honest with you. I haven't even thought about George Blanda, I think, ever in my life. Respectfully.
You're an ass.
Don't say that, dude. I'm not an ass.
You're an ass.
Just haven't thought about him.
I understand.
You know?
I'm just saying. We were just thinking, who's the last quarterback to make the Hall of Fame?
You were thinking about who was the last quarterback to make the Hall of Fame. I wasn't thinking about that.
Okay.
I had no interest in it. Wasn't a thing for me.
All right.
Oh, man. So here's who's making a stink. So one person is not making a stink, but a stink seems to be being made around them.
Oh, they're in the periphery of a stink?
Right. And I just thought to myself,
while not making a stink firsthand,
right,
they seem to be in the periphery of a stink.
It appears a stench is being made around them. And that is,
can we get a name?
That is one Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, who, of course, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hit piece that came out against him last week.
Against
Lamar? Him in the Baltimore Sun. And I was like, huh, really?
Wow.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Okay.
Because they were talking about, oh, Lamar, they're at a crossroads with him. Some longtime reporter from Baltimore. I think his name is Mike Preston. And in his piece, he's like, oh, Lamar Jackson. This is always a favorite. You know how when you want to put stink on a quarterback, you know what you say they do, Leroy?
What?
Play video games late at night. You play video games late at night, you can't be a franchise quarterback. So this is like, oh, he plays video games late at night.
What about
falls asleep in meetings?
What about going out and getting drunk?
No, you would be better off partying your ass off as a quarterback, okay. You know, or you know, enjoying the nightlife as a quarterback. You'd be better off doing that than playing video games late at night.
All right.
If you were in the comfort of your own home, are playing Halo too long, you can't beat the Steelers.
Okay.
So this piece is like, oh, he plays video games. He's falling asleep in meetings. Not a morning person. They have to have practice in the afternoon because Lamar doesn't like morning practice. And then they
practice do suck.
Fine. No one's here. I'm just saying what the piece said. They also were like, oh, John Harbaugh has to lie to the media to protect his ego because he'll disassociate. He'll go in a shell.
Mm-hmm. All things that are very accurate with quarterbacks.
But I was like, okay.
Wait. Hmm? We could be having the same conversation, not the video game part, But all the stuff after that, if I take and I say Tua, Mike McDaniel has to protect his feelings. Mike McDaniel has to do this. We just the same thing. Like,
yeah, but
it's the face of your franchise.
One's a two-time MVP.
No, I'm just saying, like, but let's not make it sound like when you have your star player, you aren't accommodating.
Oh, sure.
Right?
But here's the thing. They've already kind of had their – remember when the quarter when the contract thing was going on, remember?
Yep.
He was free to go on any other team, and nobody wanted Lamar Jackson. Crazy ass.
And then he won MVP after that?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
But here was the interesting thing. Very interesting by one Mike Preston. Let me get the little blurb here. He wrote, the Ravens should look at possible trades, which could net them 2 or 3 first-round picks. Jackson would love to play in Miami, where quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is no longer the starter, possibly Las Vegas, where Brady is a partial owner of the Raiders and has shown fondness for him. Baltimore should also draft a young quarterback in the early rounds.
So,
and I got to tell you, Leroy, when I saw Lamar Jackson wants to be down here, of course, South Florida native, I got to tell you, it was around Christmas, I think the story came out, and it felt like a Christmas miracle to me. It felt like Santa Claus had dropped off a possibility of all our worries being wiped away.
Pump your brakes.
Why, dude?
Okay. Here's where you and other fans get a little, because there's a 1,200-pound gorilla in the room. You know what that gorilla's name is?
What's that?
$74 million.
And?
You got to get around that.
Figure it out.
No, figure you can't.
It out, baby.
Vlad,
figure it out.
Vlad, see, this is why you can't have. He's a child.
Figure it out.
He's a child.
Figure it out, baby.
How? Give me one solution to fixing it.
I don't know. Figure it out. It's not my job. I want Lamar Jackson.
I'm telling you.
If Lamar Jackson wants me, I want Lamar Jackson.
And you want to give up first round picks? You realize. Hold on. You realize that if you give up 2 or 3 first round picks.
Yeah.
And you give up 74 to 75 million.
Yeah.
That you're not going to be as good as the team he just left.
Debatable. We've got some building blocks. Looks like he's got a nice, a solid O-line in front of him all of a sudden. Got a great running back. Maybe Waddle will actually be a number one receiver. And let's not make it first-round picks. What if I put names to it, okay? I'm not saying we trade these names. I'm just saying you get caught up with – people get caught up with the picks too much, okay? Let me give you some names.
I think I'm getting ready to check them out.
Let me give you some names along the way.
Go.
If you were to say, would you give up Kenneth Grant, Chop Robinson, Noah Igbinoghene, Deion Jordan? These were all first-round picks. Charles Harris. These were all first-round picks at one point. You put names to them, not as sexy.
Why'd you skip over Christian Wilkins?
Just the illusion. Well, he's not playing right now. What's going on there?
Yeah. So,
by the way, do you trust the Raiders after what happened with Max Crosby? See, Max Crosby's making a stink because they shut him down involuntarily.
Yeah, because he ain't gonna reach his numbers.
I just don't think he wanted to be benched. I don't even know if it had to do with numbers.
Maybe they just wanted to protect him.
No, maybe they want to protect the fact that they might have a top two pick.
I kind of feel like like they wanted to protect.
Send him home. They're going to pay him. Like, go enjoy your early offseason.
He needs surgery. Might as well get the surgery now.
Dr. Box said Wilkins on the weird list.
We don't know that he's on the weird list. It's been alleged.
Okay. So, here we go.
Why can't you let me have fun?
Stop.
Why can't you let me have fun?
Because that's not fun.
It is fun.
It's not.
Lamar Jackson would be fun.
Yes. But the reality of it is I don't know if you can make that happen and still have a team that's going to be competitive.
Ah, come on.
That's a conversation. That's a conversation. That dude, this is meaningful. Everybody gets mad at me. That's your meaningful conversation. That's your meaningful. That's your meaningful back and forth.
Why can't we let Steve Ross?
You know what? I'm having to try to break it down. I was like, okay, these are things that have to happen. Come on. That's it. That's his response.
Oh, come on, dude. Let's have some fun.
That's the name of the
That's not fun.
It is fun.
You think it's fun, but it would be miserable.
No way, dude.
Dude.
Having Lamar Jackson, dude. You can tell me a lot of things. Dude. You can't tell me it would be miserable.
Dude, if you don't have any players around him, you'll be miserable.
We got players.
No, you don't.
We got players.
No, you don't.
Make it happen.
Now, would you have to get rid of?
We got cheat on the cheapskis, okay?
You're making assumptions.
I'm putting a plan in place.
You can't hear. Let's not assume all of the chain reaction things so you can get what you
want.
I'm
putting a blueprint together for Stephen Ross.
Okay, give me it. Let's let's hear your blueprint.
Okay, here's the blueprint. We call up the Ravens and be like, saw that hit piece you put on him. You know, Stephen Ross has always wanted him. You know, that's been rumored. Stephen Ross wanted to draft him on draft night. And Stephen Ross, you know what he's done, Leroy? Stephen Ross has sat on his hands idly by, and he's watched a lot of idiots ruin his great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
He watched, he had Bruce Beal ruin Tom Brady, got caught tampering, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's had Brian Flores not want to meet with Tom Brady.
Wait. This explains it all. RVA Richie, thank you, my man. You have a concept of a plan.
I have a concept of a plan. So all I'm saying is Stephen Ross has wanted Lamar Jackson. He's 86 years old. Okay, that's old. All right, there's old and there's 86-year-old old.
Okay, but if you get rid of all the support staff and you bring in a star quarterback, you're still not going to win.
Support staff? We just give away some picks. No bigs, baby. What do we do? Those picks could end up being busts. Dude. Think about giving up 4 first-round busts instead. And I got a guarantee, Lamar Jackson, quarterback of your Miami Dolphins. And you're sitting here telling me that you're not interested in that?
No.
You
not,
wouldn't be a little
Not
intrigued?
Until you tell me what you're going to do with the $75
million. I don't know about the money. I'm not good at that. I don't. But
that's the most important thing.
He gets what he deserves. You know, he's
No, I'm telling you, he's making $75
million. Yeah, pay him his money.
Okay. What?
Can we do a swap skis with the Tua contract? They take that on and then they can cut him after a year?
Dude.
That's what the picks are for.
Hey, you do understand. You're going to lose $75 million in your cap and first rounders.
Dude, our cap's already sunk. Cap's damage is done.
So you think adding another $50 million to it or $30 million to it is going to make it better?
No, I think adding Lamar Jackson is going to make it better. Why doesn't Stephen Ross get to have some fun every once in a while? All right? They didn't let him get Jim Harbaugh. They didn't let him tamper. They didn't let him get Tom Brady. He's wanted Lamar Jackson. He wanted to draft Lamar Jackson.
I literally.
What?
Can I just tell you, this reminds me of a story at Publix.
Do tell.
When my daughter was younger, it was around Thanksgiving, we go into Publix, right? And she approached something very similar to you. Because you know they have that section in the front.
Oh, the eye.
Daddy. Daddy. I want the gummy bears right there. Those aren't gummy bears. I want those gummy bears. Those aren't gummy bears. Those are the little fruits that you put in fruitcake. They're not sweet.
Jujubes?
I don't know what they are. They're disgusting.
Okay.
Okay? I said, let's go on aisle 3. I'll get you some actual gummy bears. I want those gummy bears. So I'm fighting with my daughter in Publix, knowing damn well she doesn't want.
So you saying Tobin's a 10-year-old girl?
Child.
Okay.
A child.
Okay.
He is. Because all you see is the end result. You don't see how to get there. Okay. And then that means that.
I am seeing how to get there. We'll make it happen. We'll give
it. No! We may. That's. Dude, you don't realize how much you're going to hamstring your team. You know, you need 2 people to restructure.
They don't want him anymore. Why put out hit pieces like this if you wanted him around? Somebody wants to leak Lamar Jackson is lazy, and I don't like it.
So are you saying, Tobin? All right, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to join you. I'm going to join your
side. Not the same Lamar Jackson, better than those gummy bears.
I'm going to join your side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Could it be that somebody's putting this piece out so that the Ravens have to make a selection between John Harbaugh or Lamar Jackson?
Perhaps. It could be the Harbaugh camp is because it seems like Harbaugh could be on the outs and that they're coming to the conclusion.
So basically you're saying we want your coach or your quarterback?
Yes.
Because that's what Miami, that's what I'm saying.
You would rather the coach.
No.
You'd rather the quarterback.
I'd rather the quarterback. The
coach. Have you seen
I'd rather Lamar Jackson be a player coach than John Harbaugh.
Have you seen the Carfax on your quarterback? That you're the,
Carfax, every quarterback you're going to get is going to be a little banged up, baby.
Dude, see, Vlad.
Every one of
them. Vlad.
Every one of them.
This is why.
Every one of them.
This is why you can't have real conversations with
him. Little hamstring pull this year. No bigs.
All you see is the gummy bears.
No.
You don't know that they're gummy bears for fruitcake.
He's going to be fine.
They're not gummy bears for personal enjoyment.
Science has done wonders.
You're a fruitcake gummy bear guy.
I'm not a fruitcake gummy bear guy. I'm not, dude. I'm telling you.
You're Furibo.
Dude, I'm telling you. Dude, I'm not here. I am not disparaging anybody who wants Lamar Jackson.
Sounds
I'm not.
Disparaging me.
But in order to want something like that, you do have to understand what it would take to actually get him before you make a decision. It can't just be like, I don't care. Because you know what you're going to say next year? Lamar Jackson, he lost it.
I don't think he did lose it.
He's been banged up last couple years.
Great, fewer picks to give up.
No. Good. You're already saying two or three first rounders.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
How is that fewer?
Whatever it takes.
So let me get this straight. You're willing to give up two or three first-round picks for $75 million contract and a guy who hasn't played a full season in 3 years.
That's not true.
He didn't play all the games last year.
What, he missed one game?
He's missed as many games as two has missed over the last 3 years.
Nah,
bro.
He's been more
durable. No, he hasn't. Dude, you are crazy. See, this is the thing you overlook. Let's not overlook the facts so you can get what you want.
I want him.
Fruitcake gummy bear guy versus aisle five. Can we just walk down aisle five and let you see, you know, different scenarios that maybe not involve these?
All right, great. What are you going to show me? Ewers? That's delicious.
No.
Let's go. He's mixed six games in 2022.
Uh-huh.
Missed five games in 2021, and he's missed.
See, that's a long time ago.
He's missed three games this season.
Okay, what about the years between that? This is like the first
he missed
year
one in game in 2019 for rest, missed one game in 2020 because of COVID, missed five games in 2021, ankle sprain illness, missed six games in 2022, PCL sprain in knee, 2023, no games missed, 2024, one game rest, and then this year, three games with a hamstring and a back contusion.
Sounds like he's been
hamstring and back contusion.
Sounds like he's turned that around. Couple years solid.
Dude, seems like the last 3 years.
Can I just? And I'm not. Wow. I hate looking at the chat.
Why?
Because I just looked over at a quick glance just to see what streets are saying.
Mm-hmm.
That white guy that Michigan hired, impressive. That was the first.
Kyle Whittingham.
Whittingham, dude.
Yeah. He's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, the problem is I'm not discouraging you from wanting him.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have real talk about what it's going to take.
Discourage everything that I want. If I told you
because you don't never understand the real talk of what it's going to take to get him or what it's going to cost your team.
If I want,
that's the part you overlook.
Okay, so if
the most important aspects of it.
If I wanted to trade up three first-round picks to go get Fernando Mendoza, you'd yell at me for that too.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're not just a quarterback away.
You're not?
No, you're not.
This quarterback was terrible.
And name a time that a team has traded multiple draft picks to move up in the draft and get a guy. And it's paid off.
How many they give up for Josh Allen to move up for him?
Swap picks and one pick next year. That's it.
That's multiple picks.
No, it's not.
That's multiple picks.
No, it's not.
No, you're swapping.
You're swapping.
It's not multiple.
You just said technically, a swap.
Technically, it's only for one.
That's two first round picks.
No, it's goodbye. I'm like, dude, please, can you? This is why we can't have a conversation.
You don't ever want to have any conversations of consequence.
I want you to be real about what you're asking.
I'm being real.
Okay, how are you going to make it happen?
All right. We're going to restructure the contract.
Whose contract?
You can't restructure it.
We can restructure
it. Whose contract?
Wait. Let me ask you a question. If your boss came and said, we're giving you a lot of money that is guaranteed next year, why don't you restructure it? You're going to say, hell no.
But whose contract you're restructuring?
Lamar's. We're going to make him – we'll give him his money.
He wants more.
Oh, give him more. That's fine. Vlad, he deserves it.
You can't. We can't have
– He wants $65 million.
He should get that.
Okay, so you're going to give him $65 million.
I would just like –
Even
though
you owe 99 to 2?
I would just like you to have a reasonable conversation.
Do you realize how much money that he sold a piece of the Dolphins for? Why are you worried about Stephen Ross's pockets? He don't care.
Salary cap.
Clearly you don't.
It's not
– He don't care.
He may not care about the money, but the salary cap
the
is real.
The damage is done on the salary cap.
No, it's not.
It's done. It's already been done.
So what are you saying?
Fix
it. Blow it. Blow over it.
We'll figure it out. That's not my job.
I'm asking. See, this is what he does, Vlad. This is what I want. Let's make it do. Mm-hmm. How are you going to fix it? Not my job.
It's not my job.
It's not your job to pick talent either.
Leroy, when it's not your money, it's not your job.
It's not my job. And okay, he doesn't care about the money.
But I'm trying
Why
to.
Why do you care about his money?
It's not that I care about the money. Here's what I care about. I care about the lasting effects of farming, getting rid of everything, or the farming the system, or doing
We've
all that.
We've had the bevy of picks. That didn't work either.
Huh?
We've had the bevy of picks. Didn't work either.
I mean, last...
We tried your way. Now try my way.
Do you understand? If you get a quarterback and don't have talent around him, he's not going to be very...
Talent. He's got some talent. He's got Achan. Got to pay Achan, too. Got a problem with that?
No.
He doesn't deserve his money?
I didn't say... See... Dude... Like, I just hate,
You just don't let me have fun.
He broke you down, Leroy. He broke
you
down.
No, it's just,
you
know,
can I just
tell you, Vlad, it's a stupid conversation.
I get it.
And this is stupid.
But you know
who And so I'm done.
But Leroy,
you
know who you've
been. I don't want to win. I don't want to win.
You won, Tony. You broke him down.
It's stupid.
You broke him down.
It's not stupid. You know what? You know what? For once, mm-hmm. I would like to have a conversation with you where you're not a child.
Okay, dude. That's
That will never happen. Come on.
It never happened.
Well,
you've been
you
with him nearly a
All
decade.
Right, let me have an adult conversation with you. Let me have an adult conversation.
No.
If the money,
Can we go to
if
break?
The, no,
it's
no,
break
no.
time.
It's not break time. I mean, technically, it's break not, time.
Yeah, it's break time. You're a child. You're a child. I want it. You want
if the
You
money
want
was...
the gummy bears, fruitcake gummy bears.
No, no, no.
That's I mean, what you no, want. You don't care.
If the money
I want the gummy bears.
For Rebo.
I'll figure it out.
Listen.
I'll figure out what they taste like after I get them.
Choose what you're scared of, though. Are you scared of the money or are you scared of the player? So if the money wasn't an issue, you could make the money work. Would you want Lamar Jackson? Would you trade for Lamar Jackson?
Here's the part that scares me the most. And teams don't look into this enough. If you have to give up too many assets for one player, that player doesn't have the resources around him to win. And for you to just make the assumption, just go get more players. Oh, I'll pay somebody. It doesn't work that way. It never has.
Cheat on the cheapskies. Okay.
You're making an assumption.
He's got new Mark Andrews down here in Dulcich.
You're making – look, so
new
now
Mark
he's
Andrews?
Trying to –
You're making up weapons for Trump
yes.
so that he can come right.
2 seconds ago, he didn't even know who Dulce de Leche was. And now all of a sudden, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's new Mark Andrews.
What's his name? Dulce de Leche?
Oh, my God.
Dulce de Leche.
Dr. Toboggan says, don't sleep on the weasel. Imagine weasel.
The weasel. Like, wait. Last week, you wanted to escort him off the property.
Oh, you didn't even know if he was an intangible or not.
Hey, wait. See, I know. You guys too young to remember the Herschel Walker trade?
And?
It didn't work.
Wait a minute.
Running back.
You gave up a whole bunch. Well, how about the Ricky Williams trade?
It wasn't the fact. Everybody forgets the Herschel Walker trade. The only reason why it worked is because they traded them players. And they didn't re-sign none of those players because they didn't keep none of the players that was traded for Herschel.
Them.
They got draft picks for them.
Right.
Yeah. That's a different time.
Draft picks. So it's the same. I mean, look, if you didn't re-sign those players, it's the equivalent to trading for draft picks.
Also like how he says you guys are too young to remember the Herschel Walker trade when Leroy was in the draft with his replacement.
It's true.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dolphins had an impressive victory over the Bucs. I don't care. Listen, I kind of am of the belief right now that Tampa Bay is a fraud, but that was still, for me, an impressive victory for the Dolphins. I know nobody cares at this point, probably. I saw Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post tweet out, at a minimum, Quinn Ewers should be Miami's trusted backup quarterback next season. What we don't know yet is if he'll be in a position to compete for the starting job. Long way to go on all that. But I think he's right. I was thinking about this. I was trying to think, are there any, there's one game left. New England doesn't need it. Dolphins don't need it. It's a meaningless game.
Well, no, New England, if the Broncos lose to the Chargers, could lock up the one seed. They get a bye.
Fair. Okay. They've got the division. I should say they've clinched the AFC East.
Yes.
But I'm not necessarily certain how important the game is to New England, although everyone would love the one seed. But I was trying to think, Dolphins-wise, with this one game remaining, is there any conclusive lesson you have about the Dolphins by the end of the season now? There's one meaningless game remaining. And there was. There was a huge, important lesson this season. Because I think the book is still out on Mike McDaniel. And I think the book is still out on certain players. But we did learn. We got a conclusive answer on Tua. And I'm not certain we ever had that with Ryan Tannehill.
No.
We kind of knew it was time to move on. And then you saw him thrive, you know, at Tennessee. But I think we got a conclusive answer by the end of the season. And I don't know that it was necessarily shaping up that way. At the beginning of the season, you were still like, well, maybe. I think we have arrived at the end of the season with a conclusive answer. And the other conclusive answer, I think, and I know it's only been two games, is that you do have a backup in Quinn Ewers. Maybe more. But you have a backup. You don't have to worry about the Pastrnak. Or Zach Wilson, or who becomes available in the offseason. I think your quarterback situation is starting to get situated. The main cog is still kind of unsituated because is Lamar Jackson going to become available? Is Joe Burrow going to become available? What's going to happen? And I do think, though, we have a conclusive answer on Tua. He is not the guy. There is no more debate. And as much as I was on the wrong side of it, I wanted a conclusive answer by the end of the season. I thought it would be the other. I thought the answer would be yes, Tua had a bad 2024 and a very good 2025, and you knew moving forward that he's your guy, and the contract was worth it, and obviously it wasn't. But we do have a conclusive answer. But I think Joe Shad, you know, what he says there is Quinn Ewers should be your trusted backup quarterback next season. What we don't know is if he'll be in the position to be your starting quarterback, and maybe he will be because it might be a bridge season, and you might want to see what he looks like for an entire season. But we do have a conclusive answer on Tua.
Do we know for sure that Quinn, because of that one game, is good enough to be a backup quarterback? I see a lot of people saying that. And by the way, I'm the one that was telling you I wanted to see Quinn Ewers a couple weeks ago, so I'm not opposed to it. But, like, that's it. We saw him play one good game against a so-so defense and against a team that has lost seven of their last eight games and just totally collapsed. And we're all willing to overreact to one game now and say, hey, at the very least, you have your backup quarterback next year?
Well, I don't know if you call it an overreaction. What I would say is this. I saw Quinn Ewers look more composed in a pocket than most, I think, seventh round picks. That's a flyer. You take someone in the seventh round, that's a flyer. I saw him be more mobile than a six-year quarterback. I think Tua was in a six-year.
Yep.
I saw him be more mobile and have the ability to pass downfield more than Tua after just one game. Did you see that stat? There was a really interesting stat. Marcel Louis Jacques posted, and this was courtesy of ESPN Research. Both of Quinn Ewers' touchdown passes were on throws of 10 or more air yards.
Right.
Right? Because Tua had long touchdown passes, but obviously it was a lot of yak.
Mm-hmm.
His two touchdown passes yesterday, Quinn Ewers, were on throws of 10 or more air yards. Tua has one game with multiple TD throws of 10 or more air yards in the last two seasons.
Wow.
And it was 2025, week five at Carolina. That was it. So Quinn Ewers, two touchdown passes. That one to Theo Weiss was, I mean, a thing of beauty. Did you see Weiss after the game? He's like, I thought it was a joke how open I was.
I crushed him for 4 hours on the pregame show.
Well, he was terrible last week.
I was telling Omar I could live the rest of my life without any Theo Weiss ever again in a Dolphins jersey. And he's telling me, nah, those two had connection in preseason. But like, yeah, so did Eric Ezukama and Skylar Thompson. I was just done with it. And of course, first quarter, 63-yard bomb to Theo Weiss Jr.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I mean, obviously, the defense for Tampa felt the same way about Theo Weiss that you did because they literally didn't care where he was on the field.
It's crazy. There was nobody within 10 yards of him.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Waltzed in.
So like, that's it. We're good with Quinn Ewers. By the way, I like what I saw. I like the fact that yesterday, to ice the game, he picked up that first down with his legs. Got out, there's a little swag to him.
Sure,
with the
we haven't seen that all season.
I like it. There was a play in the first quarter before he threw that touchdown pass. I think it was the second drive. It was a second and three. They're in their own territory. And he overthrew, I don't know if it was Malik Washington, he overthrew somebody. And he just let it fly. Hawk, effortless, threw the ball down to the 10. On the other side of the field, effortless. That ball traveled 70 yards in the air, 60 yards in the air, and it's like he didn't even try. Just rolling out, boom. And he overthrew whoever the receiver was by 10 yards, and I'm like, oh my God, man, this guy's got a cannon. So I'm cool with it. He had a phenomenal game. The third down stats were awesome. I just wonder if we do this now where,
well,
hey, we found our at the very least, our backup quarterback. And we fall into this trap again
so
because of one performance.
Here's what I would say to you. The reason that you're playing Quinn Ewers is literally to get that answer.
Yeah.
Literally to get that answer. And if you don't think Quinn Ewers is the backup, then you end up, again, with a Zach Wilson. You're not going to spend more than $4 or $5 million on a backup. So who's it going to be? If someone's run their course on another team, like Malik Willis, he's either going to be a starter or he's going to get like some mad money to be a backup somewhere. And I don't think you're going to do that again, certainly not with Tua's contract. I mean, Tua could ostensibly be your backup as well if you can't peddle the contract and you just figure, well, we'll just kind of go with the same QB room that we had. We're just going to kind of juggle the positions. But you're literally playing Quinn Ewers last week, this week, and next week to answer that question. And if you can have a backup quarterback who's on a rookie deal, it makes it so much more palatable to be able to go out and use money elsewhere. So I think you've kind of got that answer only because I don't know. Now, the real question, this conversation needs to be had at some point. I don't know if we have time here. Mike Cuno is going to join us. He's at the airport. He's going to Dallas. The real conversation is Drake May better than Tom Brady?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.